Benito, point of order.
Benito, what's your point of order?
And I can, whoever can correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that this discussion and this motion, as much as I personally support it, I think is out of order. Because a little while ago, at the beginning of this meeting, the same issue came up. And we discussed whether or not to discuss the election first or discuss Adriana's motion first. And we voted to deal with her motion first. So I think we need to respect the agenda and respect the decisions of the PMB and move along the way we agreed with things. You know, and then we'll deal with this motion and any other motion regarding the elections. My point is that this is out of order at this time.
I can't rule that out of order because we did vote to discuss election, but he was doing his inquiry to the interim executive director. He specifically made a request to the election supervisor, and that's related to what this motion is. So we're going to proceed with the motion. Does anyone else want to go on the
show? Adriana for the staff.
All right. Adriana. Adriana and Lydia.
I don't want to
be on the stack. And Lydia has an amendment.
Can I be on the stack, Janet?
I have Adriana and then who? I think Lydia.
Mr. Chair.
Long before Adriana did.
Mr. Chair. You have the floor?
Yes, Adriana.
Okay. I call the question.
Mr. Chair, I asked long before Adriana to be on the staff.
Adriana is calling the question. Okay, do we have to go through? Is there any objection to calling the staff?
Adriana cannot call the question when it's not her turn to talk.
I did recognize Adriana. Is there any objection to calling the question?
Of course there is, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, is there any objection to calling the question?
Yes.
Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on calling the question?
I move to table this item.
I second that.
Benito, I
second. Wait a minute. Point of order.
You can't do it during a vote.
Point of order.
Yeah, point of order. You can't do that during a vote.
That's correct.
Motion to table is in order up to the end of a vote on the motion in question.
Okay, so we'll entertain the motion to table this. Okay, it's not debatable.
Citation?
Not debatable.
Okay, Brian, do you want to state the citation or submit it later, or whether if you have it in front of you?
Page 217. Sorry, it's a very long entry. Sorry, page 212, starting on line 29. Up until the moment of taking the last vote under the order, the question still before the assembly can be laid on the table.
Okay, so we're ruled. There's been a motion to lay the item on the table. It's been seconded, Madam Secretary.
Point of information.
What's your point of information, Kim?
Okay, you're in the 11th edition. Is that correct?
I don't know.
Well, Brian is reading from it.
Referring to.
Correct.
And you're saying it's page 212 in the 11th edition?
Correct.
Starting on line
30.
Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on the motion to table?
Brian Edwards, Speaker.
Yes.
A big fat no.
Janet Colburn?
Pass.
Maggie Wilkinson?
abstain.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Abstain.
Lydia Prenton.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda.
Pass.
Hank Lamb.
Abstain.
Richard Uzel.
No.
Janet Coleman.
No.
Green Roberts votes yes. Manny J. Saba. Manny J. Jim Brown. Jim Brown.
Abstain.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
No.
Adriana Casadei.
Abstain.
Alicia Sada.
No.
Madam Secretary, this is Margie. I want to change my vote from abstain to yes.
And one moment, please.
Your vote is 573. Do you wish to vote, Chair?
What was the final count?
573.
No, I'm not voting.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, we're at time on this item.
Okay. We'll go immediately. The motion failed to table. We'll go immediately to the vote on the motion. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on the vote on the motion of Jose Luis?
This is here a while ago about my amendment that I sent to the board? Because otherwise the motion's out of order. So the bylaws say only the ED can hire
I accept that as a friendly amendment. I amend it.
Okay.
Without objection.
Mr. Chair, if we want to entertain amendments, we have to extend. Time is done.
Now, if the motion is on the floor, so we'll have to go to the vote on the motion, as stated by Jose Luis. Could you repeat the motion, Jose?
Yeah. The motion is... move that the interim executive director hire a national election supervisor and to hold elections before the end of 2014 if legally possible, the IED to set the time schedule, manner, format, and means of the election.
May I make an amendment to that motion?
We can't amend anymore. That we just have
Why
to
not?
Take the motion.
Why not? The motion I tried to amend about a half an hour ago.
I'm sorry, our time is up.
Two amendments.
Our time is up, so we have to go on the vote on the motion. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on the motion? Madam Secretary.
Ryan,
can I have a point of order in this?
Abstain.
Please? Your point of order.
Yeah, my point of order is that the member who introduced this motion has done a similar thing in upending the work of another committee, the Personnel Committee.
I'm sorry.
That's not a point of order.
Taking the work of the committee.
Point of order.
Cannibalizing the work of the committee.
Everybody
should know that. You're making up new
procedures
here.
Janet,
Janet,
you're out of order. We're going to go to the vote on the motion. Madam Secretary, could you finish the vote?
Okay,
Luis
Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Lydia Bloodline?
Yes.
Kim Coffin?
Pass.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Cáceres?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
Abstain.
Rich, not here. Richard Giselle? Richard Tonton won.
Abstain.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Julian passes. Manager Sada? Manager? Sorry, say again. Manager, are you there?
She said
yes, I abstain.
Thank you, Jim Brown.
Sorry.
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
Abstain.
Kim Coffin?
I'm going to abstain. It's a violation of Pacifica policy.
Okay, but send me the commentary. Thank you. Doing both, yes. One moment, please. The vote is 817. Do you wish to vote, Chair?
817?
Yes.
Can I get that vote again? Can I get that count again, please?
What's the count?
The vote.
Chair?
Yes? So what was the final vote count again, Serene?
817.
817.
I have different numbers.
Do they change the outcome?
No.
Doesn't matter, Brian. I want to hear the votes again. Thank you.
It's close enough that we do need to hear the votes. It's 817, so Serene, could you just go over the votes?
It's not close.
Mr. Chair, 817 fails by a margin of 8 votes.
We have to have accuracy at all times in votes.
Could you just go over the votes again so we can be clear as how everybody voted? Is that a problem? Could we just go over that?
No, more than the delay.
Sure, it's only 11:11. Yes, Jose Luis Fuentes, Rodrigo Agueta, Lydia Bresson, Lawrence Reyes, Adriana Castanez, Serene Roberts, Jim Brown, Benito Diaz. Voting no, Janet Coleman. Voting to abstain, Brian Edwards-Tiegert, Janet Coburn, Margie Wilkinson, Kim Coffin, Hank Lamb, Richard Uzel, Manager Sabah. Has anyone heard themselves identified as voting in a way that is different from their actual vote?
Okay, that's the final vote. The chair is not voting, so the motion passed.
Benito to request to be recognized.
What's your request? Else we're going to go to the agenda for the CFO report. What's your request?
So I request that the chair and the secretary note on the minutes the continued interruption and disruption by a director from New York, DAI. I'd be more than glad to mention the name if that's proper.
You better.
Janet Coleman.
What is the sentence? What are we having here in the Inquisition now? What's my name come up for?
Well, like I said before, I'm going to make a ruling on that. If
it was right,
and I would note it, since this is the first time she did
point
it.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
My point of order was I was not in the least bit disrupting. I was making an observation about the director who introduced the motion, that he had done very much to disrupt the work of the committees by superseding
the order, Mr. Chair.
And I'll move with the orders of the day.
That was information for the public.
Now,
Mr. Chair.
Not
Cut it out, Janet.
We will now move. Everybody stop talking. Now we're moving on to the CFO report, the next item on the agenda. Raul, are you on the call?
Yes, I am on the call.
Okay. We'll now go into the CFO report.
Okay. Good evening to everyone. Basically, we are on the 14th of August, and tomorrow is the deadline for the filing, the ultimate deadline for the filing of the Form 990, which is our annual tax returns for nonprofit organizations like Pacifica Foundation Radio. And we just got a draft of our filing report from our tax partner at Armanino. And we are going to review this tonight and tomorrow. And hopefully we will be able to finalize for electronic filing tomorrow as well. The two returns that will be filed tomorrow will be the Form 990, the Form 199, which is a state version of that, and the another version, another form to be filed, not electronically, but a paper copy would be done as well, and that is the RRF. And we have recently sent the financial statements for the year ending, fiscal year ending September 30, 2013, which were used to do the tax filing at this time. The financial statements of September 30, 2013 were not audited yet. Those were unaudited, and it seems like after the audit is done, there will be more adjustments that are going to be performed, and more reconciliation as a result of the reconciliation that we are currently doing. Nevertheless, the returns, if there's any major changes to that preliminary P&L for the financial statements for the year 2013, there will be an amendment of that returns. And as we see now, due to some feedback as well as some of the discovery of some information, we will be more likely be doing an amendment at this time. We are continuing to prepare the audit schedules. The audit schedules for the year ending 2013, and that will commence at the end of August, the beginning of September. We will be, we are still currently doing the analysis of the financial statements and the preparation of the audit schedules for the auditor's review. And then as soon as we have that, as soon as we finish with the audited financial statements, we will also be doing a filing with the CPV online and continue to pursue the grant from CPV and demonstrate that we will be pursuing to comply with all the policies and procedures of the CPV. We also we are basically managing our cash more closely as the IED has reported earlier. We are uncovering a lot of unpaid bills as well as potential collections issues pertaining to some of the bills paid in the prior year. And we are managing our cash and finances so that we will be able to work with our various creditors to arrange payment plans to avoid some of these potential lawsuits. I apologize for not, there's a lot, several questions from several board members about the financial statements dated 2013 as well as the year-to-date 2014, June 30, 2014. And we are addressing those issues and will provide a written report to the entire PNB, and it will be an open report so that the public can, you know, it can be disseminated to the public as they wish. And Again, that's basically the my report, and I'm if there are any questions.
Questions for the CFO.
Yeah. There basically have been a lack of most entries for KPFK on the general ledger since February. When are they going to get entered in the general ledger, number one? And number two, I believe the 990 needs to be reviewed by the audit committee. Is that going to happen before tomorrow?
I have to check that because last year it was the second director who approved the tax return, so I have to look into that.
And when will
the general ledger
entries for this year? It's blank.
Excuse me?
Almost blank.
The what?
For the general ledger entries.
Yes.
ETFK's year.
Yes, I understand your concerns. There were some issues of not properly recording expenses and revenue for the station KPFK. Primarily, we have a new business manager that started in February of this year, as well as we have a new interim general manager at KPFK who is a little bit new to the financial operations of the business.
Yeah.
So the national office had offered to help in updating the revenue as well as the expense items, and that's one of the reasons why I had an extension a request the last time that we promised the financial statement to be done by the end of July, because we found out there's a tremendous amount of information that was not entered or that was not entered correctly into the accounting system. Specifically, checks that were not that were being cut, but unfortunately, the expense side of it was not being recorded during the 2 weeks following the 3 weeks following the discovery of that. The people at the business manager in KPFK has been working to do that, and unfortunately, after we got the corrected reports or the inputted reports, we still found a little bit more of fixing or fine-tuning on the financial, on the recording of those expenses. And we will, by the time, since this is a preliminary interim financial statement through June 30, we are able to put any more, any adjustments on to July financial statement, which will be presented to the board again. And from here on forward, we'll be sending financial statements or P&L to the PNB on a monthly basis.
Jim?
Yes.
Jim. You can consider this question before you answer it. Consider whether it can be answered in public session or not. The main question is: there's a rumor or report that for the last 4 years, WPFW have not received their CPB allotment.
I can answer that.
You can answer that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what happened is, not the last, I can answer it to, based on the last 2 years. The CPB has sent their funding for WPFW. Unfortunately, the management at that time found it necessary to apply the payments received at the national office for WPFW to to what was advanced to the operations of WPFW at a time when WPFW was not having enough funds to sustain the operations. That was kind of the easy explanation. As we go into a more detailed financial report, we found out that through June of this year, we have WPFW is still behind about $700,000 in their what is owed to the national office on an intercompany basis, and that is just staying at the on the books. No collection efforts are being done to take that money from the station. It's just a book entry, but according to that last accounting, that is the amount. I totally agree that the money at that time was used to sustain and credit against the previously advanced funds for the operations.
Janet Kay.
Yeah, Benito too.
Janet Kay.
Well, point of clarification.
Benito.
These are all questions. These are all questions. So.
Yeah, Benito, you have to get on the stack. We have.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, that's cool.
Point of information.
Did you get a hang around and what's your point of information?
That's a question.
Yes. What I'm sorry. What I'm saying, we are in the 15 million, and can we add 15 more minutes to the CFO report?
Second.
Yeah, second.
You want to add 15 more minutes to the CFO report?
Second.
That would just
yes,
the question?
That's what she's saying.
We got
okay,
enough
seconds. Is there any objection to that? Without
no,
objection,
wait.
We're adding...
What is that again, please? What's...
Adding 15 more minutes to the CFO report.
The friendly amendment.
What's the friendly amendment?
That if it's 11:26, then that means that this whole discussion here must end and we must move on by 11:45. Eastern time.
Well, we're not going to debate it. What would the recommendation of the motion was to extend by 15 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Without objection, we extend by 15 minutes. Next person I had on the staff is Janet Kay.
Yes, so, Raul, thank you for your report. I think that some additional reports might be helpful, and... So I want to make a motion that the CFO produce the following reports to the CNB by the end of August this year. One is an accounts payable aging report for each unit showing payables that are less than 90 days old, less than 180 days old, less than 1 year, less than 2 years, less than 3 years, and greater than 3 years old. The report should list any individual vendor owes more than $10,000, as well as total accounts payable for all vendors. That's one report. The second report is an interdivision payable aging report for each unit showing central services and other, quote, build backs and or loans between the P&O and units and between the units. This report should show current month interdivision payables 31 to 90 days old, 91 to 180 days, 180 days to 1 year, less than 2 years, less than 3 years, and greater than 3 years old. And then finally, a cash flow projection for the next 6 months for each unit showing available non-restricted cash currently on hand, expected income by date, and quote, must pay payables by date. The expected income should be conservative, not speculative, and should be appropriately discounted for pledge fulfillment rates at the station. And I am sending that off now.
Can I get a quick response from Raul? Is that doable?
Adriana, for the sex?
You want to respond to that, Raul, for a minute?
Sure. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to respond to this. This is not unreasonable to request. However, with the limited staff that we have and the projects that we are currently dealing with, the end of August 2014 is, I don't think it's doable. We are already spending 15-hour days here at the office, and I don't think that we could give up the additional 9 hours for our time to commit to it so that we could abide by this August 2014. In addition, there are some of these reports that will be generated as a result of our audit, and it will be shared if that is going to be part of that, as soon as it is done. Thirdly, these reports are very specific reports that that would create several formats that we never done before. I understand that, you know, we're dealing with about 18 months worth of transactions here, and we have spent so much hours already and at the office just to abide by some of the reports that were being required of us. Obviously, the financial statements are routine statements, but nevertheless, with the time that we have spent on this, we were able to at least produce a half-decent financial statements to you that we could utilize not only for the tax purposes, but as a starting point for the audit. I don't think that the deadline of August 2004, end of 2014, is just adding a little bit more to what we already kind of spent for the next 2 weeks of August. I'm also going to the East Coast to handle some of the business that we need to address urgently, and that that would take me away from some of the preparation of the audit schedules. However, you know, we are relying with the current staff that we have. They're really qualified to do this, and recreating these audit schedules. So, I welcome feedback from everybody, but the deadline just doesn't seem right.
Janet K, point of information.
Yes, Janet
K. What would be a more realistic date?
Pull up your underwear.
I would say if this will be, once we are done with the audit, we will start producing reports that you need. But we first and foremost, we need to finish with the audit, and then we will entertain all these reports.
So then what date?
Well, I don't know when we're going to finish the report. I'm sorry,
okay,
but I don't have...
Go back to the stack on the motion. I have Brian on the stack for the motion. Brian?
And I hear that too, please. Janet K., I'd like to motivate it. Can I?
Yes, could you motivate the motion quickly, Janet K.?
Yeah, well, I mean, I acknowledge that there are other... May I?
On the water stack?
I got Lawrence. You want to be on the stack? I got Brian, Adrian, and then Lawrence.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Point of information. Did you get
What's your point of information? Right? What's your question?
I'm requesting the rotor check, not to be on the stack.
You requesting what, Lawrence?
A point of order.
What's your point of order, Lawrence?
My point of order is this motion right now, I forgot. I'm sorry. Come back to me, please. Put me on the stack.
Okay, we had Brian on the stack.
Well, Janet K., I'm
sorry, Janet K., you were motivating me. Yeah, who's this?
Again, point of information. You never dealt with this at all.
What's your point of information, Hank?
Did you get me on the stack earlier?
I asked you. I didn't hear you, but I'll put you on the stack.
When you asked again.
I'm sorry?
I asked for it before you asked again in the last round. And
I didn't hear it, but we'll put you on the stack.
Yeah, so now I'm after everybody else again.
Okay, we're going to put you on the stack. Okay, Adrian, Janet K. want to motivate her most.
Okay, Janet. Well, first I'm willing to change the deadline of end of August to the after the audit is complete. And these reports would give the board and management additional information and another perspective on the state of Pacifica's finances that will help make financial decisions and prevent Pacifica from becoming more financially vulnerable than it already is. You know, stop there.
Okay, Brian.
I have a substitute.
Yes.
My substitute is that the Pacifica National Board directs its CFO to prepare a consolidated accounts payable aging, interdivisional payable aging, and cash flow forecast as soon as possible after completing the fiscal year 2013 audit, fiscal year 2014 budget preparation.
Second. Is there any objection to that? Without objection?
I have a question.
What's your question, Kim?
How can you make the budget without all this information, or do the audit, or really, how can you make a budget without knowing what your cash flow is and what you owe, and do a balance sheet?
Raul, you want to quickly respond to that?
Sure. We have the general ledger. The management.
KCFK.
Well, the local station boards. I mean, that's another issue.
This is Brian. Point of order.
Yes, Brian.
I think when a member asks someone for a question, it is reprehensible that they interrupt the person before they get through the first sentence of their response. And if Kim Kaufman is going to persist in doing that, I would ask that you put her actions into the written record of this meeting.
Benito, I second.
Thank you.
Point of information, does that mean we'll get minutes?
Okay. We'll go back to Raul. You want to quickly respond?
Yes. The budget process, it should be done. It is the responsibility of the local station management and the business manager with the assistance of the national office. They are aware of what is what is expected are the expenses, the recurring expenses, and whatever is needed to be done. The budget should be based on a zero-based budget. It should be like every line item should be justifiable, and every line item that's going to be put in the budget should be put into motion regardless of what was owed in the previous years, because the previous years have been recorded already. But if you want historical financial statements and you wanted to do the previous year, we have the other previous years. Your situation at KPFK is a situation that's solely in the KPFK. You cannot generalize because other stations have their own information and they have a way of generating those. But I don't think that as a matter of policy, you will base the procedure based on the situation at the KPFK. You need to rectify the situation at KPFK.
Okay.
Janet K., point of information. Point of information.
What's your point of information, Janet K.?
Chair, I do not see the amendment on email from...
Brian, you're going to send your substitute motion and write it? Brian?
I just hit send.
He just sent it. I have it. Is there any objection to the substitute motion? There's no objection. The substitute motion is approved. So now it becomes the main motion. Is there any objection to this being the main motion? Without objection, motion approved. We'll go back to the stack. How much time do we have on the CFO
item on the agenda for the timekeeper?
We have 2 minutes remaining.
I'm sorry?
2 minutes remaining.
2 minutes remaining. Does anyone have a quick question to the CFO?
Benito.
Benito.
Okay, I just want to clarify.
Adriana for the stack.
Yeah, Raul, I just want to regurgitate, I guess, what I understood you to say with regard to the PFW situation with the CPD money, because I don't understand financial concepts, so I want to make sure that I got this down straight, because we got management down here that seems to use their imagination on the stories.
Yes.
So what I understood you to say is that years in going back a few years, PFW had been in dire financial straits and continued to accumulate, I guess, bills to the that it wasn't paying central services or whatever else. You can, you know, tell me what it is, you know, to the Pacific or whatever. And so as CPB funds came in, different or IGMs, I mean IEDs and EDs, applied those funds to money that was owed towards central services and whatever else.
Correct. That's correct. And you are not the only one. I think WBAI as well. But the other stations, they got their money because they were not they were self-sustaining at that time, and they did not owe that much to the national office. So the national office, as far as I saw in the records, they were remitted back to the station for the three other stations, except those two stations that were underperforming at that time.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we're probably out of time.
Like I said, I have to ask for clarification so everybody is clear, because we have management, local management, that seems to use their imagination on the stories.
Okay. I will also be in Washington D.C. To go over that with the management and the LSB if they are willing to be there. Thank you.
Okay, Adriana, you had a quick question. I think we're getting close to out of time, Brian. But
yes.
Adriana, what's your quick question?
Yes. No. If I want to really thank the CFO, Raul, because it's the first time, at least since I'm involved with Pacifica, that we have in 7 weeks all this information, and you are putting together information that we never had before. I really want to recognize you and the people that are really working with you in the national office, because really it's the first time that we have real information and we are working trying to solve the financial issues that we have. I think that we are trying to charge you with more stuff to do, and I understand that we need more information, but thank you for all that you are doing and for really keeping your word and your word about the financial statements of Pacifica. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're out of time on this matter. We'll go to the next item on the agenda.
Adriana?
You want to make your motion? Adriana.
Yes.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order?
Thank you, DA.
My point of order is this trumped up censure, a blatant attack on whistleblowers is out of order.
That's not a point of order, Mr. Chair. We need to go through the propaganda.
Adriana, could you make your motion?
Yes. I move to censure Heather Gray and Richard Yussel for the illegal, unauthorized, and irresponsible act of signing a secret contract with the former Inter executive director, Summer Rees, which they dated January 30, 2014, and in which they made promises that exceeded the terms approved by the PMB, and which the judge has affirmed is invalid. Their actions, the ill will and controversy it causes, and the continuing cost to defend against a lawsuit in which the false contract was used, have caused serious damage to the foundation. That's my motion.
Benito, I second the motion.
Okay, John, you want to motivate your motion?
Yes. I think that Mr. Heather Gray and Mr. Richard Yusuf, with that illegal contract that we presented in D.C., produced a peace crisis. We know that the Pacifica Foundation former counselor, Mr. Terry Gross, and the lawyers at Holman HR did not, let me repeat it, did not write or review the illegal contract. I gave Ms. Gray every opportunity to explain herself in D.C. I gave you the benefit of the doubt, Ms. Gray, and you want to, I was thinking then that you were good. But if you, Ms. Gray, want to take, and you did, take the authorship of that contract, so be it. Assume then the consequences of your act. I'm sick and tired of people betraying the Pacifica Foundation, wasting the money that was entrusted to us by the members without any accountability. I take my fiduciary responsibility as the director of Pacifica National Board very seriously. And I said, and I said before, I will be sure that we continue and we censure you for your actions. Long after we are gone, the names of Ms. Heather Gray and Ms. Mitchell Yusuf will be in the Pacifica Foundation history as the one that altered that spurious contract, product of backroom deals, put between Houston and Midnight, that was tried to be sneaked, and as a de facto contract in the in-person meeting in D.C. on February 2014. And a judge in California agreed with our vision. Thank you.
Is there, can we take a stack on the motion?
Kim to the stack.
I got Kim and who?
Brian.
Brian? Anyone else?
Janet Coleman to the stack.
Janet C.
Lawrence to the stack.
All right.
Rodrigo to the start, please. Rodrigo to the start.
Rodrigo. Okay, Kim.
I don't even know where to start, but I will say that starting with Adriana's allegations about Terry Gross and Holman, I don't understand how she could even assert that since we have not spoken with either Terry Gross or Holman about this. Anything she thinks she knows is hearsay, and that's certainly not a basis for a censure motion. To assert what Terry Gross and Holman said is out of order, number one. It was not illegal, unauthorized, or irresponsible based on the motions from the PMB at the time. And as for ill will and controversy, the ill will, it's very debatable who caused more ill will and instability to this institution. And as for any legal matters, they're being litigated. For Adriana to assert any legal findings is inappropriate. This matter is still being dealt with in the courts. This censure motion is just hearsay and talk about bad blood. And certainly, I mean, the enthusiasm for which some people have to make this motion as opposed to dealing with the real issues of Pacifica is just stunning to me. It shows that nobody here is even interested in doing real business and, solving our problems. They just want to make trouble.
Brian?
I think it's really important that we have some accountability for what happened. I served on the board last year. We went through a three-day-long process where the board came the closest it ever comes to a consensus on what the terms of employment should be. We wordsmithed every term of that agreement. And then two officers of the board without telling us they were doing it, let alone asking for our authority or our permission, nullified the terms the board had agreed on. They created a contract that effectively got rid of the probationary period the board had agreed it wanted our former executive director to have, and that effectively eliminated the requirement that she pass a background check approved by the board, and that created a $105,000 golden parachute for her. Now, they didn't stop at signing this contract without any permission or authority from the board. They then tried to enforce it. They sued the organization on whose board they sit, and we have had to add legal bills for dealing with that lawsuit to the other financial woes afflicting Pacifica. I mean, think about what an astonishing abdication of any commitment to the well-being of this organization that represents.
Mm.
That's it.
Okay. Janet,
please. Yeah, I think there's a real threatening thread here, a real lip-smacking desire to punish a punitive authoritarian and I hope I'm not the first to say Stalinist motif to the actions and the very imaginative motions of the majority. I'm stunned by it, really, since it demonstrates such ill will. This is not an issue that has been finished being adjudicated in the court. You're very much on the scale of justice here about what you did to create a situation where this contract is being questioned. You know, I mean, it is in a court of law. So how dare you come up with an idea to judge it by yourself when, in fact, Robert's rules say that the business that occurred out of a meeting, the signing of the contract, has to be adjudicated in a trial with 30 days' notice. I mean, you completely made up a procedure here for just being nothing but a Lord High Executioner, Adriana, and you are joined in this with great relish by Mr. Benito Diaz, who really seems to be enthused about quelling dissent on every level.
And the question is really...
Serene, what's the
order?
I'm sorry?
Tony, this is Heather. I'm on the call now. I'd like to address some of these issues as well.
Margie,
to the stack.
I had we had a point of order by Serene. What was your point of order?
Well, my point of order is was that the member was completely inappropriate to name other members and to name other members and
you name me.
Manner. And certainly to name them in the manner in which she did. Creating the 2 points of personal privilege, which will follow me.
I have my point of personal privilege.
Adriana, what's your point of personal privilege?
Yes. I think that the member that just spoke need to remember, first of all, that she cannot mention us in the way that she is totally disrespectful, but more than that, is all that you have?
Adriana.
Is all that you have? Let me ask you, are you sure that you are defending the people, the listeners that put the money, you and 9 other members, if you want to start mentioning people, because of that contract, and that's what I'm going through, that contract is producing the crisis that we have in Pacifica, and you are asking me how I dare? Well, because the California judge agreed totally with us.
Point of order. It's all in the public record.
Right. It's in the public record, exactly.
All right, we're going to go back to the stack. We have Lawrence, Rodrigo, Heather, and then Margie.
And Lydia.
And Benito.
Benito and Lydia. Lawrence.
Okay, so this is felonious behavior by some directors on this board. If they thought that their case was so strong and so that tight, why have they withdrawn from the case? Why have they withdrawn from the case? I'll tell you, listeners who are listening right now, is because they know that they did harm to the foundation. They did harm to the foundation by suing them, and then the foundation, in the cash-strapped position that they're in, they had to. We had to defend ourselves.
Point of order, now, please.
I want to tell the listeners, those who have recently withdrawn today, as you heard in open session, the same people who are now trying to dispute the facts of this of the case that has been adjudicated and the weakness of their response, where even their lawyer would resign in representing them. So I just want the listeners to know.
Point of order, this is Kim. The
attorney is not resigning.
Point of order, this is Kim. We don't stop talking. Point of order, this is Kim. Point of order, this is Kim.
What's your point of order?
It is inappropriate to apply motives to people. He has no idea what's going on. And it's just inappropriate to make these decisions.
That's a lie. I have a... You were
okay,
stupid.
Point of order, know that Lawrence, you want to wrap up
weak.
Your point?
Lawrence Kaufman?
Pardon me?
Lawrence, could you just speak to the motion, just wrap up your motion?
Well, I support the motion because it was frivolous, the lawsuit, and because these people violated their fiduciary responsibility in presenting and signing a phony contract to provide a golden parachute and unmentioned benefits to the recently terminated executive director. So the listeners need to know the facts between the propaganda that went on 6 months ago all the way up to leading to the resignation of these directors from the case of the lawsuit that they themselves filed against the Pacifica Foundation.
Point of order, this is Kim. Point of order, this is Kim.
Point of order, Kim.
Lawrence is hearsay. He has no idea what is going on. And what he is
asserting...
Point of order, Mr. Kim. Mr. Kim, point of order.
Everybody stop talking.
As you have, Ms. Kaufman.
Could everybody stop talking? We got too many people talking. I don't recognize we're going to the next person on the stack. Rodrigo.
Yes. Oh, thank you very much. Okay. So, when we met in Washington, we were presented this contract signed, you know, precisely the day that we met. So the court has been in agreement with the majority of the board. But not only that, you know, the issue here is that, you know, the minority of the board are still defending a lie, a betrayal to the foundation, and the usage of resources, economic resources. So it is important, and I will request that every people who speak, either, you know, or in favor or against, identify themselves. My name is Rodrigo Argueta from KPSK. Because the people who are listening gotta know who is defending Summer Ruiz, Kira Gray, Richard Russell, and the rest of the board, like Kim and others, you know, who not only agree with that contract, they are supporting that fake contract, so they are supporting a lie, they are supporting a betrayal, they are supporting, even now, you know, they are so, I mean, in this case, they are still supporting something that we all know, and everyone knows already that it is illegal. So, illegality is that what these people are supporting. So, therefore, what the motion just made, you know, has to be approved. And I wish, I don't want to make, you know, the amendment, but, you know, all of these people who are actually defending this position, you know, I've got to be censored too, but I'm not going to make that amendment. So, I do agree, okay. I support the motion. And I do want them to be censored, you know, of course, totally.
Okay. The next person on the stack I have is Heather. Heather.
Yes, thank you, Tony. I appreciate that. First of all, I wanted to dispute some of the things that were said tonight because the meeting in Houston in November last year was very definitive about what we were supposed to do. One was, of course, I had a background check, which was completed. And in fact, because there was such contention on the board, I was the one who was talking with Employment Screening Services to make sure that we had the most comprehensive background check that was available, and we did that. It took a while because, for one, Los Angeles is one of the most difficult cities to get results from. It takes a long time. And secondly, one of the references that was trying to be contacted was in the hospital. So he was sick until the end of December, but I wanted to make sure that that was complete. Secondly, contrary to what people have said, at every step of the way, I was referring to Home and HR to complete this contract. Now, the offer letter was written by Dan Siegel, Tony Norman, and John Crumshaw in Houston. It, however, had so many faults to it, ultimately, because it had no information at all about severance or anything like that. So that's one of the things that we had to deal with is the contract. Now, in Houston, it was also recommended that we use previous contracts. So we're using, of course, Arlene's contract, which also had critical issues with it when we started talking with Home and HR about it. So all that to say, we followed every single criteria to make sure that Pacifica was protected from a huge lawsuit, which if the offer letter had been used exclusively, it could have been a $300,000 lawsuit. So we followed the directions.
Mr. Chair,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Time is
up. Mr. Chair, we're also at time for the meeting.
Yes.
It's time for the meeting, so we'll have to go to the vote. Do we need to repeat the motion, or we just go straight to the vote? Madam Secretary, you want to call the roll on the censor? Madam Secretary.
Janice Van Uyl. Brian Edwards Peter.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Tobin.
No.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Oh, yes.
Lydia Brasson.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Absolutely not.
Lawrence Reyes.
Lawrence Reyes, KKK votes yes.
Adriana Castanez.
Yes.
Hank Lamb. Count them on, Hank. George Ryder, are you here? Richard Uzel? Richard Uzel? Carolyn Burton, are you here? Janet Coleman?
No.
Rune Roberts votes yes. Manjay Saba?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Lizette King, are you here? Heather Gray?
No.
Richard Uzel, I didn't hear you. One moment, please, Chair.
The vote is 10-5. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes. Chair votes yes.
11-5. Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes our public meeting. Thank you all. We're now at the end of the session. Thank you.